Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry...
Hello, it is Thursday, March 16th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him. As we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 37, verses 1 through 6, Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 to chapter 7, verse 73, and Romans chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 25. We will begin with Psalm chapter 37, verses 1 through 6. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 to chapter 7, verse 73. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month of Elul, in 52 days, and when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. Moreover, those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them, for many in Judah were bound by oath to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shenechani, the son of Arah, and his son Jehohanan, and taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechai, as his wife. Also, they spoke of his good deeds in my presence and reported my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to make me afraid. Now, when the wall had been built and I had set up the doors and the gatekeepers, the singers and the Levites had been appointed, I gave my brothers Hanani and Hananiah, the governor of the castle, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a more faithful and God-fearing man than many. And I said to them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot. And while they are still standing guard, let them shut and bar the doors. Appoint guards from among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, some at their guard post and some in front of their own homes. The city was wide and large, but the people within it were few, and no houses had been rebuilt. Then my God put into my heart to assemble the nobles and the officials and the people to be enrolled by genealogy, and I found the book of the genealogy of those who came up at the first, and I found written in it, these were the people of the province who came up out of captivity of those exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried into exile. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mespereth, Bigvi, Nahum, Bana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the sons of Porosh, 2,172, the sons of Shephatai, 372, the sons of Arah, 652, the sons of Pahath-Moab, namely the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818, the sons of Elam, 1,254, the sons of Zatu, 854, the sons of Zakai, 760, the sons of Binu, 648, the sons of Bibai, 628, the sons of Azgad, 2,322, the sons of Adonikam, 667, the sons of Bigvi, 2,067, the sons of Aden, 655, the sons of Atir, namely of Hezekiah, 98, the sons of Hashum, 328 the sons of Bazai, 324 the sons of Harith, 112 the sons of Gibeon, 95 the men of Bethlehem and Nephophah, 188 the men of Anathoth, 128 the men of Beth Asmaviv, 42 the men of Kiriath Jearim, Chilephirah and Beeroth, 743 the men of Ramah and Gibba, 621 the men of Michmas, 122 the men of Bethel and Ai, 123 the men of the other Nebo, 52 the sons of the other Elam, 1254 the sons of Harim, 320 the sons of Jericho, 345 the sons of Lod, Hadin, and Onon, 721 the sons of Sanah, 3930 the priests, the sons of Jedidiah, namely the house of Jeshua, 973 the sons of Immer, 1052 the sons of Pashur, 1247 the sons of Harim, 1017 the Levites, the sons of Jeshua, namely of Kadmiel, of the sons of Hodevah, 74 the singers, the sons of Asaph, 148 the gatekeepers, the sons of Shalum, the sons of Atir, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hatitah, the sons of Shobai, 138 the temple servants, the sons of Zaha, the sons of Hashapha, the sons of Tabaoth, the sons of Kiros, the sons of Sai, the sons of Padon, the sons of Libnana, the sons of Hagabah, the sons of Shalmai, the sons of Hanan, the sons of Gedil, the sons of Gahar, the sons of Raiah, the sons of Rezin, the sons of Nikoda, the sons of Gazam, the sons of Uzzah, the sons of Pishi, the sons of Basi, the sons of Minumin, the sons of Nifushashim, the sons of Bakbuk, the sons of Hakapha, the sons of Harur, the sons of Bazlith, the sons of Mehida, the sons of Harsha, the sons of Barkos, the sons of Sesera, the sons of Timma, the sons of Nizai, the sons of Hatapha, the sons of Solomon's servants, the sons of Sotai, the sons of Shaphareth, the sons of Perida, the sons of Jala, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Gedil, the sons of Shephutai, the sons of Hatil, the sons of Porchereth Hasbeam, the sons of Amon, all the temple servants and the sons of Solomon's servants were 392. The following were those who came up from Tel Melah, Tel Harshan, Cherub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not prove their fathers' houses, nor their descendants, whether they belonged to Israel. The sons of Deliah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nikoda, 642. Also of the priests, the sons of Hobiah, the sons of Hakuz, the sons of Barzillah, who had taken a wife of the daughters of Barzillah, the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These sought their registration among those enrolled in the genealogies, but it was not found there, so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor told them that they were not to partake of the most holy food until a priest with Urim and Thummim should arise. The whole assembly together was 42,360, besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singers, male and female. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, and their donkeys 6,720. Now some of the heads of fathers' houses gave to the work. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 derricks of gold, 50 basins, 30 priest's garments and 500 manas of silver, and some of the heads of fathers' houses gave into the treasury of the work 20,000 derricks of gold and 2,200 manas of silver. And what the rest of the people gave was 20,000 derricks of gold, 2,000 manas of silver, and 67 priest garments. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the temple servants, and all Israel lived in their towns. And when the seventh month had come, the people of Israel were in their towns. Romans 4, 13 through 25. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, it was counted to him, were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses, as raised for our justification. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.